I had an IV stuck in my arm and a few bandages, but otherwise my body seemed fine. All my arms and legs were accounted for. Erica was lying next to me. She appeared to be in similar condition, although she was still unconscious. Her hands were still clasped together tightly. I thought about pulling mine from hers, then decided against it. A bank of TV monitors had been erected near the soda fountain. They were showing the local news. On every station there were helicopter shots of the gaping hole the missile had left in the ground. Bits of hidden forest were still there, collapsed homes, burning lawns, a few stretches of wall. The gatehouse had somehow managed to escape unscathed. The rec center and all the missile silos were gone, though. The missile had vaporized them all, wiping any trace of Spider off the earth. The news crawl at the bottom of one screen said, "Gas leak destroys gated community." CIA disinformation at work. Nearby, Cyrus and Alexander were seated in a booth with several CIA agents around them. It didn't look like they were in trouble. In fact, the agents were shaking their hands and slapping them on their backs. One man, who looked a little older than Cyrus and somewhat important, was laughing and shaking his head, as though he was amused by everything that had happened. Mr. Wigglebottom sat in Alexander's lap. Evidently, the cat had stuck around the diner after we'd left it there yesterday. Alexander wasn't paying much attention to anyone else. He was too focused on the cat, lovingly stroking its fur and making kissy faces at it. Agent Rafferty stood nearby, scowling at Cyrus. The principal was with him, looking confused. He'd gotten himself a new toupee to replace the one that had been burned when his office blew up. Amazingly, this one was actually worse. It looked as though a hamster had died on his head. Out the window, a CIA paddy wagon was parked in front of the diner. Ashley Sparks was being loaded inside, her hands cuffed behind her back. She had regained consciousness and was screaming at everyone. I thought I could make out the words, "I stuck the landing!" Zoe, Chip, Jawa, and Warren sat in a corner booth away from the action. To my surprise, Nefarious was with them. He was cuffed as well, but he looked far happier than Ashley. He wasn't an outcast anymore. He was the center of attention. He was talking animatedly, spilling his guts about Spider, perhaps, and my friends were hanging on his every word, fascinated. There was no sign of Murray Hill. He had apparently escaped, and Joshua Halal certainly wasn't there. He'd probably been in another country when the missiles fired, along with the rest of the higher-ups at Spider. I was too tired to feel frustrated about this. Instead, I felt proud of myself. Maybe the bad guys had escaped to fight another day, but for the time being, I'd helped thwart their plans once again. My first undercover mission had been a success. Suddenly, Erica's hand tensed in mine. I looked over at her. She was awake now, or at least kind of awake. Her eyelids still drooped, and she seemed a bit zoned out. "Hey," she said. She sounded oddly far away, even though she was only a few inches from me. It was probably due to my ears still recovering from the blast. "Hey," I replied. "How are you feeling?"
"Excellent, but that's probably because they've given us painkillers."
It occurred to me that this was probably why I felt so calm myself.
"Thanks for saving me," Erica said.
It was the type of comment she never would have made unless she was doped up on medication.
"I owe you one."
"How about this?" I suggested. "Next time you decide to bring me on a mission, you tell me about it first."
"It's a deal."
Erica's eyes began to slide shut again.
"In fact, next mission, I'll ask them to make us equal partners."
"Really?" I asked. "You'd do that for me?"
"Of course. That's what friends are for."
Erica gave me a dreamy smile, then dozed off again. I wondered if she'd ever remember saying that, but for the time being, I was too tired to care. Even with all the chaos around me, I closed my eyes and drifted back to sleep as well, Erica's hand still firmly clenched in mine. September 20. To CIA Director regarding Operation Bedbug mission recap. While Operation Bedbug achieved its main objective, the discovery and subsequent thwarting of Spider's plans, I hesitate to call it a success. The identities of the top members of said organization remain a mystery, while managed to escape. The people we did capture were mere pawns of the organization, though Nefarious Jones has been eager to share what he knows. Given his aid in deflecting the missiles, he might have some value as Sadly, Mr. Jones is unaware of what Spider's future plans might be, and any further evidence concerning those was destroyed in Thus it will require to determine what they are plotting next, although we can assume the organization suffered a severe financial loss from the failure of this endeavor. Although agent-to-be Ripley, he certainly proved his mettle on this mission, and I'm not saying that simply because he saved my granddaughter's life. Given their key contributions to Operation Bedbug and I suggest that both Erica and Benjamin should be reinstated as students at the Academy of Espionage and be given top grades in undercover work as well. In addition, I would highly recommend the services of Ben Ripley for future missions, and suspect he would be a very good selection for Operation One last item. I am somewhat concerned about this Mike Brzezinski character. How much does he know? Let's discuss options. Sincerely,
Evil Spy School was written by Stuart Gibbs and read by Gibson Frazier. Editing and post-production by Common Mode. Paul Fowley, technical director. The associate producer was Louisa Solomon. The mix engineer was Mike Decino. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Evil Spy School is available in print from Simon & Schuster Books for young readers. Also by Stuart Gibbs from Simon & Schuster Audio, Poached and Space Case, both read by Gibson Frazier.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.